Welcome to episode 3 of Double D20's Greek Week! My name is Tori. I will be your DM for this season. My pronouns are she, they, and these are my players.
Hi, my name is Shalina, and I use she, her pronouns. I play Chadwick Cole Cummings III, and he uses he, him pronouns. Chad is a level 14 Fire Ganassi Paladin and the president of Delta Iota Kappa.
Hey, I am Dahlia, and I use she, her pronouns. And I'm playing Arlo, who also uses she, her pronouns. She is a level 14 warlock with a fandom patron. She's a Earth Ganassi, and she's the vice president of Delta Iota Kappa, Dick for Life.
Buddy, it's Nessie, any pronouns, and I play Landon Parks, he, him, and he is a forest gnome Swarm Director Ranger, level 12.
Hello, I am Allison, she, her pronouns. I play Becky Scottsdale of the Scottsdale Scottsdales, who also uses she, her pronouns. She's a Water Genasi Tiefling, 14th level Genie Warlock. And she is the president of Eta Theta Epsilon.
Hi, I'm Kayla. I go by she, her pronouns. And I will be playing Tiffany Williams, who also goes by she, her pronouns. Tiffany is a level 13 Water Genasi cleric, and she is a member of Eta Theta Epsilon, and hoes never get cold.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I can do it again. Hi, I'm Ren. I go by she, they, and I'm playing Vera Aurora, who is a she, her, high elf, barbarian, level 14, who is on the path of the Totem Warrior. And she is also part of Eta Theta Epsilon.
Alrighty. And this is episode 3. Last episode, we pulled some pranks. We competed in a scavenger hunt. Well, some of us did. Others of us constructed a very elaborate decoy distraction plan for an asshole from Cock. But yeah, okay, so Madison just yacked. So people are gonna go around, and now that the event is over, they're gonna, like, with varying levels of enjoyment at the prospect, start cutting their zip ties and freeing themselves of their partner. I'm sure for most of you it's, like, moderate indifference. Yeah, so Becky, obviously, you know, you pick up Vera and Gunny along the way. Aaron's gonna come up to you and be like, where'd your partner go?
He was just dead weight at some point, and some, like, weird skeleton cats were chasing him, and I just am not about that. It didn't sound like a good time. So I thought I could be better utilized making sure that my younger sorority sisters weren't getting completely lost and, you know, stuck in a library, as much as I love her.
That's completely fair. Vera, did you... You figure out everything okay? Or did Becky have to come save you?
Well, we were finding worms in the library.
Worms?
Yeah. The riddle?
Oh. Yeah. So you made it to the right place in the library. But you were looking for worms?
Yeah. The riddle.
The riddle was about a book.
No, it was about worms.
No, it's because, you see, I wrote the riddle, so it was about a book.
I think you're mistaken. It's about worms.
You know what, Vera, you are so right. In fact, it's my fault. I wrote the riddle bad if it turned out to actually be about worms. You're right. You're completely right.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. All right, I'm gonna go check in on other people. Do we have to clean up anything with the skeleton cats, or is it sorted?
I'm sure it'll be sorted. It'll be fine.
Okay.
You know, I think Chad was there. Arlo was probably there too. They're very rarely seen too far apart, so I'm sure they can figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple other hoes were there too. You know, we're always down for a fun time.
Okay, cool. I will just pretend that I didn't hear about it until I hear about it again. Deuces. So Chad, you and Sunray, did you stay at the Science Center?
Yeah, we just, like, sat down. Still had the thing on.
yeah, I forgot she's, like, so, like, fireman styled, but, like, sitting. So it's, like, in your lap.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. I don't know why we didn't cut the thing off. We're just
snuggling.
Snuggling on the side, watching the building.
And I feel like she's gonna catch a glimpse of Becky as she, like, appears near the library and then goes in to grab Vera, and she's gonna be like, do you think we're probably good now? Or is it like a we're gonna watch him until he figures it out? Prize?
We can probably go. I'm sure Arlo's got it under control.
Cool. Yeah, because this hurts. And it's, like, super manly and super cute of you to, like, be holding me and shit, but, like, also my wrist is really red.
Do you want to go back to the dick house and I can cut it off?
Sure.
Okay.
And you guys will head back to the dick house. Tiffany, you play second for Ho, and Justice plays third for Cock, so y'all are chilling. Didn't quite beat your dick brothers over there, but, you know, Landon's got that ace on the chug, you know? What are you kind of doing as somebody, like, comes off and, like, cuts your guys' zip tie for you?
So, Tiffany's gonna, like, look at Justice and be like, you know, it's been a really long time since I've had fun with, like, a guy. Why don't we keep these good vibes going?
Yeah, I'd have to say the same. Do you wanna mine or yours?
Why don't we go to yours? I feel like everybody knows what the Ho House looks like.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. I kind of want to see your bedroom, though. I have a feeling not many people have had the chance.
I mean, yeah, but, like, my sisters are way too nosy. Like, they're going to be all up in my business and yours.
I mean, that's fair. There's plenty of other nights throughout the week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why don't we go back to mine? And did we roll performance checks last time? I don't think so.
Performance?
Oh, yeah, that's a full thing. Ren, you were in the camp counselor season. We do performance checks for sex on this podcast.
We do.
Is Chad also going to do a performance check?
Yes, you're both going to do performance checks.
How about an 18?
18? Goes great.
Okay.
Homegirl Tiffany deserves it.
Yeah.
Chad only gets a 16.
Yeah, gets a 16 though. It's still okay. Like, it's not your best.
It's okay.
But, like, she's a hoe. She's, you know, she's trained. She knows
she's trained. What to do.
Trained?
Did they take classes?
I trained at the Ho School of Sexual Pleasure.
Yeah, are there, like, weekly workshops for this?
Listen, it was a sisterhood retreat. Okay.
Sisterhood retreat.
We have, like, the passion parties all the time where we bring in people to, like, sell sex toys and teach us all the newest techniques.
Exactly.
It's a monthly ritual. It's fine.
It's like one of those MLMs where they're, like, trying to sell you stuff.
Y'all are in a pyramid scheme and haven't figured it out yet.
Becky knows.
Becky's totally the one selling that shit to people. She has, like, 10 people underneath her who are all paying her bills. She does, like, nothing.
People on and off the pyramid so that she really doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, I think Becky probably would have seen them taking off and would have, like, winked at Tiffany and then went and handled Madison, because Becky wants to take care of her little, and so she'll take care of her little's little tonight so that her little can get it in.
Gotta love that cute little love.
Her little wasn't even worried about her little.
Literally.
Did not even think about that.
No, I thought she was a disappointment to the line.
She said she was gonna get a stern talking to in the morning. Madison's, like, puking up that, like, just, like, straight bile, and she's just like,
mm-hmm. We'll talk about this.
I know.
You know.
I know.
There's gonna be punishment.
I know.
Hoes don't throw up. Hoes swallow, okay?
You suck it in.
We trained this out of you.
We don't normally do this much running.
We don't. Maybe we'll have to add it.
Be like, that's not hazing. This is training. We don't haze. We train.
Correct. So yeah, you'll probably get Madison home, put her in bed, and that with enough, like, care that you can ethically give her a stern talking to in the morning. Like, we took care of it, and now we've got to fix it so it doesn't happen again.
Exactly.
Tiffany, with that 18, that's certainly better than any sex you've ever had with Trevor.
Yes.
Everything goes according to plan. Or no plan.
It's like, how many of that handful of condoms get put to use that night?
Oh my god.
At least two. At least two.
Two handfuls.
I meant two condoms! Two handfuls! Two handfuls in one night!
He's got the stamina.
Marathon.
How many hours did that take?
That refraction time! Oh my gosh!
Post-nut clarity on another level.
That's post-nut clarity.
I'm crying.
Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared.
What happens on the nat 20? I'm scared. I'm terrified.
Nat 20, you meet God, bitch. Tiffany, after the events of the night conclude, you have something that you want to do, yes?
I do. So, while Justice is like, I'm guessing I'm probably going to like be leaving pretty early for classes or whatnot. So on the way out, I'm just going to take a good old handful of shirts or anything with letters on it.
That's my girl.
I love that for you. Go ahead and roll me those rolls, please.
I don't remember what they are.
A DC 10 sleight of hand, a DC 15 strength, and a DC 10 performance.
So start with the DC 10 sleight of hand.
Don't forget you might have spells and stuff like that too that could help you out.
Yeah.
So I got 11.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you can grab a couple shirts and stuff.
Oh, yes. Thank God. I want to wear one out.
Yes.
It's like slightly too big.
It's going to be massively too big.
Yeah. It's a good dress.
And then what was the other one?
DC 15 stealth.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't think I have good stealth.
That's just so you don't get caught with it.
I don't know what spells I have to even try to...
Invisibility. Blur might help. I don't know.
Fuck a six.
Fuck a six.
What is silence? Oh.
Silence would probably help. You'd make no sound.
Yeah.
Nobody can hear anything.
They just see you in silence.
Well, they're all probably pretty KO'd. Like, they were all probably asleep, so.
True. That's true.
Especially Justice.
Especially Justice.
He's tired.
Justice knocked out.
Knocked out. He's sleeping well. Sleeping
the
good.
Best he's slept in months.
Yeah. No sleep like the sleep after a night with a hoe.
I'm fucking crying. Yeah, I could do blindness, deafness. So if I cross anyone, I can just blind them.
Okay, I will let you cast that, and I'll let you re-roll your stealth check.
Well, it's only good for one one target.
Yeah, so like, but you got a six, so you would have come up on, like, a cock pledge.
Pledge.
Essentially, like, painting the scene is, like, so you're coming out in letters, and you, like, catch a glimpse of a cock pledge on the other side of a hallway. You cast blindness, deafness. Go ahead, reroll your stealth check with advantage.
Well, 14. Is that just
DC 15.
Ugh. Ugh. You're gonna catch it, and you're gonna hear him be like, wait, hold on, I'm blind, bro!
I also have silence.
You're gonna catch both?
Keep casting.
Put this motherfucker in a sensory deprivation chamber, am I right?
Go ahead, reroll the spell check.
Okay.
You got what?
A 15? For
yeah!
Stealth.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're just gonna hear, yo, what? And that man's, like, flipping out. He's, like, running, bumping into walls, trying to find somebody.
I feel bad, but also, like, I can't be seen leaving.
And, yeah, you head out, unnoticed by anyone else. I think it's gonna be that kind of vibe where, like, eventually, after you're gone and the spell has worn off, everyone's gonna be like, well, somebody took something. But they don't know who. They don't know from where. So you're good, you're cleared. Okay. And then, Chad, you're walking Sunray home after the events of the night?
Yeah. Chad knows better.
Sunray's just gonna be like, ah, I really can't stay. Like, it's...
I have class early, so no, I'll have to... I'll walk you home, though.
All right. Very studious you are. Okay. And then, like, as you guys are walking home, Chad, you're gonna get a text. And it's gonna be a text from Chloe. And it's gonna say, hey.
That's the whole text?
Yep, it's just three words, or three letters. Hey.
Hey, you up?
How many Y's? Is it like a hey, or is it like a hey?
Two to three Y's. Not like fully like, hey.
Like a hey.
But not like hey.
Chad's gonna be like, he'll text back, hey, what's up?
Do you want to meet up for class, early tomorrow?
Chad will text back, sure, what time and where?
She'll be like, doesn't matter, it's my first class of the day, and maybe grab coffee?
Sure, do I need to bring any study material?
He's gonna be like, lol, no?
Okay, sure, we can meet up and get coffee.
Cool. See you tomorrow.
And then Chad's gonna type out good night, and then delete it, and be like, see you tomorrow.
Gonna love the message. Yeah, you drop Sunray off at the hoe house. You think, how, like, late is it? You think it's, like, 1 a.m. or something?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And then, are you trying to make a pit stop now, or are you trying to make it on your way?
Chad'll text Gunny now.
Okay. Yeah, Gunny's gonna be like, bro, how are you still up?
Log in on my level.
And you're like, okay, what do you want?
Grab the box, it's time. Gunny knows what the plan is.
I know Gunny knows what the plan is, but that's so ominous. Gunny's just gonna send back K, and then he's gonna be like, meeting question mark?
Back of the tit house.
You're gonna like the message. And then you head off to the tit house, Gunny's gonna show up with your box. And he's gonna be like, bro, it is so fucking late.
Stop, Gunny, be quiet. It is so late and you're yelling.
I'm quiet. I'm always fucking quiet.
Dad's gonna like cackle.
It's like fucking 3 a.m., dude.
It's a perfect time. Perfect time. Everyone's asleep.
Yeah, but everyone's probably asleep in there.
In the tit house? Nah.
Yeah, you're right. They're probably fucking some cock pledges.
Exactly.
All right, let's go in.
Okay, I'm assuming I need to make these rolls.
Yes, you, Gunny can give you advantage on all of them.
I got a nat 20 on sleight of hand.
Ooh!
So that's my good roll, and I'm kind of scared for the rest for the day.
You're moving through this house with ease.
I only got a 10 on stealth, but you said I can roll with advantage?
Yes.
So I'm gonna re-roll that.
Taking an NPC on a prank with you, or on a steal with you. Gives you automatic advantage.
Does it count if it fell on the floor? It's a 15, so that's why I'm asking if it counts. If it doesn't count, I'll re-roll.
I'll be honest, my rule on floor dice is if it's a bad roll, it doesn't count. If it was good, then it counts. So.
I just always say floor dice don't count.
It's up to your discretion.
Okay, I'm taking it. Because I just rolled on the floor again, and I'm just not doing well today, guys.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can make it through with ease. Either enough of these girls aren't here, and the ones that are here are clearly knocked out. Either drunk or they're just asleep.
Okay, so Chad and Gunny are moving through this house, and they're, like, putting little red light stickers on all of their LED lights, and it's like a dick. And then he's gonna write on the wall, you've been dicked. But it's, like, dick spelled, like, it's, like, spelled dick, and then it's, like, in the shape of a dick. And they're, like, little red stickers that you'd kind of put on, a tail light. When it lights up, you're like, wait, what is that? But you don't notice it until the light lights up. Okay, and now I have to roll a performance?
Yeah, see how it goes.
19.
Oh, yeah. It's this beautiful. It's a beautiful array of tiny dick stickers.
And the wall is written in fancy calligraphy, you've been dicked. Chad makes Gunny write that.
Gunny's putting his heart and soul into this. He's gonna be like, if I'm gonna be here at fucking 3 a.m., I'm gonna put my whole fucking dick into this dick. Yeah, and then you and Gunny head home for the night. Arlo, your usual. You get a text, probably mid-event, that's like, be here in an hour.
Alright, well I get that while I'm a Hellcat, so... Well, are we done with Chet? Like, is he...
He's like, he's freaking out, he's like gone up to all the doors, and he can't like, jiggle it free.
Okay. So... Let me see here. Okay, yeah. So, right, I'm gonna get him into, like, a super embarrassing position, or just, like, him, like, pinned up against a wall, like, scared of the Hellcats, right? Just get him terrified, scared shitless, with Ashley and I, like, going after him. And then, as he's, like, begging for his life, we'll just poof back into ourselves. And then I'll cast Modify Memory on him. So that he doesn't remember Ashley and I at all as we leave.
Is that a save? Or is it just happens?
It's a wisdom save?
I thought it was a wisdom save. I couldn't remember.
I'm not fighting, so he just makes a straight wisdom saving throw.
Alright.
Tell me Chet's stupid enough to fail this.
Well, the save DC is 18, so...
Let's go.
Oh, I don't want to roll with my good dice. Well, I have, like, a really pretty set of dice that I use for my favorite NPCs, and Chet is certainly not one of them.
You said he is not worthy of these dice.
Nah, he got a 6.
Alright, perfect. Yeah, so I modify his memory so that, like, one, he thinks Becky just got taken out by the Hellcats. First. Like, trauma. Because he deserves it.
Trip pieces.
And then, two, I want to modify his memory so he also thinks he deserves it.
Damn.
It's his fault.
He did something.
Yeah, and then I want to... Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then I want to make it so he doesn't remember Ashley or I as we just walk out casually. He fucked with my boy. You know?
Manzi's fucking sobbing into his hands, like, fully on his knees. He's like, damn, I didn't like her, but I didn't want her to die.
Oh, the reason he thinks he deserves all this is because he didn't protect Becky.
Yo, when Chet sees Becky the next day.
He actually hid behind Becky as she was ripped into pieces. Like a coward.
Oh my god, how dare you let me get eaten by cats? You're such a dick.
Oh, you're getting a text about it.
This is all your fault. Ashley's gonna cast Minor Illusion so that there's just a dead, bleeding hand hanging from his zip tie.
Oh my god.
Arlo, this high fives.
So
her.
Dark, so fast. We went so dark, so quickly.
My warlocks are always so fucked up.
Can you do text Becky this? Because I have ideas.
I text Becky everything. Okay. So next time you see him, just, you know, play it up a little bit, maybe?
Oh, you know. You know it. I'm so excited.
I owe you. Seriously.
Chad, you're gonna get another text at like 2 a.m. that's just, I'm sorry, with a period from an unidentified number.
Chad's gonna be like, fuck, do I have chlamydia?
Incredible.
That's his first thought.
So he's going to make an appointment for the health center tomorrow.
Priorities. And so I'm thinking, because, you know, Arlo probably tortured this guy for like the majority of Polymorph. So by about the time, and that lasts an hour. So like by about the time they're done, I'm thinking it's close to when the tech said to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Arlo is gonna, like, high-five Ashley, like, the two-finger salute, and then she will use the ability that the Pact of the Talisman gives her to appear next to the wearer of the talisman.
Lucia's gonna be like, you're a minute early.
Are you complaining?
Not necessarily.
Is punctuality really this important?
I do believe, you know... For our professional relationship, it's very important. as opposed to our private one.
I mean, do I need to take the minute to, like, clock in, or... Is that what we're getting at? That, like...
We won't be paid anymore, so...
Alright. Shall we?
Oh, we're just jumping right in. No, hi, hello, how are you?
Is that what you want?
No, never mind. Go ahead, roll me that performance check.
Wow, this was a straight up booty call, okay.
Yeah. That's a 20.
Dirty or net?
Yeah. Arlo's feeling great already.
Arlo's living off the high of traumatizing a man beyond belief. And just has the best sex of her life.
Every lesbian's dream.
That is what you need to achieve the perfect orgasm, in fact.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, no, sex is great. You finish, and then Lucio's just going to be like, lock the door on your way out.
What?
Got an early appointment in the morning.
Oh. Okay. Arlo's just going to... Yeah, she's gonna get up and leave. Not very happily. I mean, was Lucio gonna ask something?
I think it was one of those things where she gave you a couple minutes to, like, sort yourself out, and then she was just like, so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, were you expecting to... it's pretty late.
I just thought we'd been doing this for a while.
Which... is why I would think that you would know what happens after?
Yeah, like, when two people do this stuff kind of, like, long enough, they kind of grow closer? That's what happens after?
I mean, well, I clearly enjoy doing this, or else I wouldn't keep having you come over, but, you know, we've talked about, like, what this is.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Do we need to revisit?
And just out the door.
Cool, bye.
Damn, this was a nat 20, too.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, the sex was great.
Sex was perfection.
The emotional feelings after were not.
And then Arlo's gonna head back to the dick house?
Yeah. She's going to get to her room. As, like, a note, like, a lot of the bros have, like, photos of, like, you know, them and, like, family and shit. I feel like Arlo's is devoid of, like, any photos of her family. She doesn't really have much sentimental, like, things there. She curls up with her pet raccoon in her bed, and she literally just kind of pulls her knees to her chest, and... She'll take a minute to finally fall asleep. And she gets home late, because she has to walk after she does that. The talisman teleport works one way.
Do you ever hurt your own feelings?
Are you hurt by this?
I'm feeling pretty hurt by this.
I'm pretty hurt by this.
I was making this character, and I'm like, I'm going to make a woman who is so sad.
It worked.
Dahlia said, emotionally wreck me. And I said, I'm gonna like the power, but hate the feeling.
Doesn't even have pictures of a raccoon. It's just nothing. Like, Arlo has nothing.
You just gotta get a raccoon to sit for a photo.
True.
You don't know, the raccoon could be really photogenic, for all you know.
Hades is the prettiest raccoon. It's the best boy. No, it's just, yeah. Little detail. That's all I'll say for it for now, though.
So, Vera, obviously you and Gunny get cut from your zip tie, and out of, like, no disrespect, he's just gonna be like, have a good night.
Poor boy.
And head off.
Vera does not give two shits. She skips away. She's like, okay.
Vera's having a great time. She's having a great night.
She found worms. She looked at some worms.
Vera, be honest, did you take one? Did you take one and you brought it back to the house?
She took several.
I know you did.
In her pocket, there's like a handful of like dirt. Some worms. She's thinking about where to store them and what kind of home she's gonna give them. And if one of them misbehaves, she knows which bird to call over.
Shit, that's quite a threat.
Savage.
We said we follow discipline in this sorority house.
You escaped your enclosure, bird.
Gotta train them.
Vera's like showing the worms Madison, be like, you act like this, you get eight. You get eight.
They're hoe worms. They need to be trained. They gotta know the rules.
Does that make Hades a dick raccoon?
Yes.
It absolutely does.
Good.
So you head home, give your, you know, your worms their inauguration spiel.
Inauguration spiel? She's a president.
To the worms.
Fucking Obama. Just giving her an inauguration speech.
Yeah, the Obama of home worms.
Hell yeah. It's like a subdivision of Ho.
The animals that Vera brings home. Yeah. There's a whole room just
the animals. These are our sluts and these are our furry friends. Landon, what does your night look like, buddy?
Alright, I think Landon goes back to the dick house and he knows that he's had some fun recently, but that means that there's work to do because there's a big performance coming up. So he has some new choreography for the pigeons that he's got to teach.
So actually, I'm in the midst of all the chaos. Tad is going to notice that Gunny is on his phone. And Gunny is going to you're going to get a text from Gunny, Landon. And it's going to say, bro, you have those pigeons, right?
Yeah, of course. They're literally following me 24/7.
Cool. I also just really wanted to make sure this was the right number.
Oh, yeah, it is. And Landon's like, yeah, it is, bro.
I have no one except for Chad saved. My bad, bro.
Love my boy.
He's gonna be like, you know, we have that etiquette dinner on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I think we should have your birds try to fuck it up.
Yeah, of course, man. He texts back, he's like, yeah, of course, man. I've got some new choreography prepared. We could do, like, a whole set if you want, or, like, just one number. Just let me know.
I think it needs to be, like, the most badass number physically possible, and also simultaneously hilarious. And he's gonna send, like, the two, like, salsa dancing ladies.
Landon's gonna text back and be like, I got you.
He just says, lit. Hashtag make dick proud. Night.
Landon texts back a selfie of him with the pigeons, and, like, Landon's doing a thumbs up, and he has the pigeons all raising, like, one wing to, like, do the closest thing they can do to a thumbs up.
Why can I imagine these pigeons doing that freaking Jingle Bell Rock, from, like, Mean Girls?
Yeah.
The whole choreography.
The whole thing.
With the little outfits, too.
Gunny's just gonna like the photo, and he's gonna, like, while you guys are, like, pranking the tit house, Chad, he's just gonna lean it over to you, and he's gonna be like, why did he send me this?
Gunny, because that's what friends do.
Should I send him a photo back?
No, I don't want the flash. We're in the- Actually, yeah, hold on. Send a picture of us next to the wall pointing at you've been dicked. Let's go.
Alright, cool. And Landon, you're gonna get that photo back.
Landon will just text back, nice.
But yeah, so go ahead. For Mr. Pigeon Director. I have to address you by your official title.
That's the official title, is Mr. Pigeon Director?
That should be your name in the house.
Sometimes it just gets shortened to Mr. Pigeon.
Mr. Director. P-Doug. Panda.
P-Doug!
Burp.
The fucking house we are.
This is the episode of performance checks, but this one is an actual proper performance check.
All right.
This is a pigeon performance check, not a sex performance check.
That should be the name of the this episode, this performance check.
Yes. All right. Roll this. Okay. Okay. Let me do math. All right. Before I tell you what the roll is, so Landon's over here, like, with the pigeons. There's 7 of them, and they're all in their formation in front of Landon, and Landon is like, okay, we're going to go through it one more time. But this time, remember, it's a swoop with the left wing and then a flick with the right wing. You got to get that cadence down. It's a swoop and a flick. A swoop and a flick. You can do it. I believe in you. And then, like, they run through the number again, and that's a 17.
And you know what? Most of them get it. There's, like, one that's, like, a little bit off beat, but, you know, he'll workshop it. He'll get it in time. And yeah, so every successful performance check that you have on a rehearsal, you can add +2 to your roll for your big performance at the end. So that is 1 +2 down. Yeah, and that pretty much wraps up our night of day 1 of Greek Week. Whoa! We're gonna wake up in the morning and we're gonna start day 2! Tiffany crawls her way back to the whole house.
Doing that walk of fame.
As hoes do.
Walk of fame.
Not shame. They're never in shame. It's fame.
No. No.
Legs are a little shaky, but it's okay.
You own your sexuality.
Yeah. You stop for pictures.
And you better believe a hoe never walks home with her shoes off. They're always on. Those heels do not fucking come off. She makes them run on treadmills with heels on.
That's part of the training.
It's training.
Y'all got some nice calves.
Yeah. How do you think our legs and ass look so good? It's the heels.
All of the whole girls show up a week early to the school semester and go through 24-hour constant training.
In heels.
Oh my god. It's like the SEAL, like the Navy SEAL training camp, but for ho.
It's boot camp,
but for sluts.
Oh yeah, Becky definitely has like a fucking, like a whip. She is like a drill sergeant out of your fucking nightmares.
You're not running fast enough!
Question.
Answer.
I have a, like, rules question about pranking. Mm-hmm. So, if you prank with somebody from another group, do you both get the points?
I feel like you should.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Because I don't know, Dahlia, if you have a thing planned for today, but Becky has an idea.
Yeah, I wanted to do a theft, but a prank works too if Becky sends her a text. Especially because Becky has a favor to call in.
Well, this is sort of, this will probably add to the favors for Becky, but you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She likes to collect things on people. Information, favors, you know, she stores them all up.
Has an Excel spreadsheet to keep track.
Oh, probably. No, she wouldn't do anything that physical. If she's learned anything from her father, it's to keep all of your blackmail in your head. Or in a locked safe, in something where somebody can't hack it.
I'm crying. What if it's just like a notebook that she keeps in a, like, a personal safe?
Oh, fuck, probably, yeah. Yeah, it's actually, like, in her, it's in her vessel, so, like, nobody can get to it except for her.
So, in the morning, as Tiffany treks back to the hoe house, Chad, you head out to get coffee with Chloe, yes?
Indeed.
Yes. What do you roll up wearing? What's your coffee class outfit?
Chad is in, like, slacks and a neon, like, basically dress pants and then, like, a neon, like, it's like a polo shirt.
For some reason, my brain was only picturing khaki pants.
No.
And a neon color jacket. And I was like,
that's a choice.
The most middle school thing I have ever thought of.
That's an actual choice. No.
Okay, yeah, no. So you head out for coffee. You meet Chloe at, like, the campus coffee place. Yeah, she grabbed you guys, like, a 2-seater table and has her drink there and a little sandwich. And she's like, when you roll up, she's like, I didn't think to, like, wait to order because I was hungry. So if you want, like, you can go up and order and I'll just chill here so that we have a table.
Chad's just gonna look over at the barista and, like, nod, cause, and see if they just bring him something.
Roll me a persuasion check?
That's bad. God, that's real bad. Oh, thank God, I have a plus 10 to persuasion. I got a 14.
Okay, yeah. What was Chad expect, like, wanting to have?
He would just assume it'd be a black coffee.
Yeah, you probably get, like, cream and sugar in it, because she's like, I don't... Okay.
Chad usually knows all the baristas. He's just like, it's fine.
She's gonna hand it, and he'd be like, I got this from a nod, so...
It's perfect, thank you.
You're welcome. Are you gonna, like, pay me?
Chad's gonna be like, yeah, I always pay. Just go talk to your manager, I guess? Like, they know who I am, I always pay. Are you new?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I promise I will pay.
Okay, cool.
Chad's just gonna give them a big tip, too. And be like, this is not for the coffee, this is for you.
Okay. I'm gonna go. Enjoy your date. Bye.
It's not a date.
And Chloe's just gonna be like, damn, so soon. Ouch.
Mean. What do you mean, so soon? Ouch.
It's so quick to sign it off as not a date. Am I not worthy of dating the great Chadwick Cole Cummings III?
Call me Chad like everyone else, but I don't date.
Oh, I guess, you know, that's normal. I got a tip that we're going to be picking group project partners in class today.
Okay.
And I figured, you know, after the other night, I might, like, check in? Like, check in on the whole vibe we got going on here, and, you know, it's the final project, and I just want to have a partner that actually does shit.
Do you know how many partners we are gonna have? Is it just, like, a two-person partner thing? Like, what's the vibe?
I don't know, I just know it's a group project, so maybe, like, two or three.
Okay, because I do owe some favors, so, I can't guarantee.
I guess we'll find out when we get there.
Yeah, but I mean, is that why you wanted to meet for coffee? You never text me, and then you texted me at, like, 2 a.m. It's kind of weird.
I mean, yeah, I didn't, I was studying for the quiz that we have coming up next week, and I heard about the group project thing, that we got to pick our own partners a while ago. I was just thinking on who I wanted my project partner to be.
I mean, I'd love to be partners.
Cool. I would also like that. You said you owe a favor to someone, though?
It's a really long story, but yeah.
Cool. If it is, like, a multi-group thing, are they, like, decent?
They will not be doing any work. But I will take on all of their extra work. It's not a big deal for me.
They're gonna be chill about it? Because I honestly don't mind doing the work for other people. Working with a ton of other people is exhausting.
Oh, yeah. It would literally, if it's three people, it'd just be us. If it's four people, it'd be three people. We'd be fine.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. How's your little thing?
My little thing? Are you the one that... Wait, what?
What?
What little thing?
Your little Greek thing? What?
The Greek life is great. Like, what? I'm confused. Chloe, you're acting really strange right now. You never talk to me like this. Like, what is going on?
Chadwick, you have, like, some week-long thing going on. I'm trying to be engaged.
You've never cared ever before. What has been the change?
You know what, dude? I don't know, okay? But for some reason, I texted you, and I said, hey, I want to meet up for coffee, and then I get here, and I want to ask you about the stupid Greek shit that you have going on in your life. So you can either answer the fucking question.
Are you sure you weren't just trying to send me a you up text last night and I didn't get the hint? Or they're having this conversation quite loudly in the coffee shop.
Why do I need to send you a you up text? Why would I need to do that?
I just thought maybe you wanted a sequel.
Chadwick, if I wanted a sequel, I would not use a ridiculous phrase used by frat boys.
Sorority girls use it too.
Yeah, right.
Ask any hoe you know.
Well, I am neither. So if I wanted a sequel, I would send you a clear text that said, come over to my house, let's fuck, and that would be it.
Is anyone, like, saying anything or noticing anything around us?
You can roll a stealth check if you're trying to be stealthy.
I'm not. I just was curious. Chad's just gonna be like, alright, that's fair. That's fair. You are quite direct. I like that about you. You're so direct. You always know what you want.
Yes, I do. And right now, I want to sit down and have coffee.
To answer your question, my Greek life thing is going great. I don't know if we're in first. To be honest, I don't really care about this year. It's my senior year. We've won every other year. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's... hope you'll probably win this year, then. That track record is consistent.
I think the hoes might take it. They deserve it this year. But Eta Thetas?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Sorry. They're not hoes. They're all very nice women, actually. I don't know why I'm calling them hoes. They're all very nice.
I don't know if anybody would refer to hoes as very nice.
We're so nice.
Chad will. Chad's just like, they're the nicest people I know. Chad's gonna talk the hoes up.
Chad's networking.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna be like, yeah, you guys have some interesting nicknames for your groups there.
Chad's gonna take out a notebook and then draw out the, like, letters, and then just be like, read this to me. Just read it as if it was English.
That says ho.
Yeah. So that's why we call them the hoes. We're the dicks. Cocks, cock.
I mean, yeah.
Ass is ass.
Yeah, those two are kind of hard, like, those two are kind of hard to miss. And tit, I guess, too.
Yeah, yeah, so you get it.
I keep up.
A lot of the tit girls.
Yeah.
Ashley's. Are they always so stupid?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
Ashley with a GH is perfectly tolerable.
Ashley with a GH was my roommate freshman year. That's how we met.
You said that the other day when you came to the house.
Oh. Yeah. I think I needed to say it in order to get in, right?
No, you could have just said you knew me. It would have been fine.
Oh.
And then they would have come and got me, but it would have been fine.
Okay. I mean...
you can come to any of our parties, it's cool.
Maybe I will. I had quite a bit of fun at the last one. Should we head over soon?
Really, I gotta talk to the professor.
Okay, about?
I just really want to go over, maybe you can help me, and then Chad's just gonna like show his notebook and be like, this makes sense, but this doesn't make sense.
She can help you understand like one or two parts of it, but she's gonna be like, yeah, no, I... was just going to assume that he was going to elaborate on this in the lecture today, so...
the only time he elaborates is when I ask him for clarity.
Okay. Well, let me know what he says, because if this is going to be on the final, then I need to know it as well.
Okay. So, they'd be like, alright, let's head out.
Cool. And then you guys head off to class. It is groups of three. He's going to, like, go through... as he's, like, randomly calling people on the roll call, he's gonna, like, lean over to you and be like, so who's that third person that we're gonna be in a group with?
It's Becky.
Okay, cool. And then when he calls on Chloe's name, she's gonna be like, yeah, Chad and Becky and I are gonna work together.
Becky's definitely not there.
Yeah, Becky's not even in the class.
Okay. Like, it's very much, that's not what she said about 20 minutes ago, but okay. And yeah, and that's class. Becky, meanwhile, you have a text to send to Arlo.
Yes, so Becky starts her day by splashing cold water on Madison, dragging Tiffany up from her walk of fame. It's a cold water wake up. It's a early morning jog to get all sweat out all that alcohol.
In heels.
It's fucking brutal. And then she's like, in between your classes today, you are going to be taking all of your time and focus to get all of these eyeballs off of every hoe's pair of shoes. Yeah, so that's that's how Becky kind of starts setting up the feeling in the house, making sure that Madison knows not to fuck up again. And then she texts Arlo and just says, hey bitch, meet me outside the cock house. Bring your cameras.
All right, will do. I shoot a quick text to Lucille, then cameras, cockhouse, if you're able to. Otherwise, I'll run by and grab the stuff.
She's going to text back, I can send someone if you want, so you don't have to do all the camera work.
That'll work, thanks.
Cool. And then she's going to send off one of her many assistants, and they'll meet you there.
Arlo will just under her breath, figures, and then head to the cockhouse.
So Becky's kind of like hiding off to like one side.
Okay.
And when you get there, she kind of waves you over. So your, well, text about imaginarily killing me, I guess, gave me this really fun idea. And I think it would be fun to just like fuck with him all day. So I blew off all my classes. Like I don't really go to class anyway, so it wasn't that hard. I'm going to haunt him.
Oh, I'm so down.
Yeah. She snaps her fingers, and she uses disguise self to make herself look exactly like herself, but, like, dead. Like, scar, like scratches, like, gory as fuck.
And, like, burns from the lava cat shit.
She just looks... she looks horrifying. And then she, kind of flips her hair, and then she starts to float. Or she uses her genie? Because technically I think the djinn are the air ones. And she starts to fly, like she can do as a genie warlock.
So Arlo is, as an Earth Ganassi warlock, she's gonna use her meld with stone feature as a Earth Ganassi to pass without a trace on herself and the camera assistant.
Yes.
She gets it going. Does the assistant show up, Tori?
Yeah, the assistant's there. It's just like some random film student.
All right, bud. Here's the deal. We're live streaming. It's a special one. We're going like full David Attenborough, like nature documentary, but for a dumb asshole frat boy to be haunted by a girl he let die. Okay?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly. It's perfect, right?
Yeah. And I, like, use this in my, like, portfolio reel. Lucia, like, didn't, like, clarify.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Doesn't matter what she thinks. I own the stream. And I say yes, since you're here helping.
You have the power to say that, and you have said that.
We're gonna get some good shots of him looking really distressed. You know.
He's probably gonna come running out of the house screaming, because I'm gonna fly up to his window and start, like, scratching on the glass.
Okay. So... yeah, everyone, this is an exclusive stream for our top 4 tiers. So, you know, we got like Riz Prentices all the way up to Chab tier. Y'all are here. We're all having a great time. This guy Chet's a fucking asshole. Yesterday, I tricked him into thinking he let Becky here die. And she is so kind to continue playing the role.
Anybody who underestimates me deserves to be made a fool of.
Exactly. Literally, this girl could kill you 8 different ways without raising a finger, so maybe just watch the fuck out. What we're doing is terrifying him, terrorizing him, maybe?
All of the above.
And you all are along for the ride. Get in the chat, let us know what you want to see happen. But first, we're going to get him to scream his lungs out, all right? And not in the fun way.
So Becky winks at the camera and flies up to his window. And, like, of course Becky has, like, insane nails. Like, just, like, acrylics. And so she starts dragging them down the window. And she kind of uses, like, prestidigitation to sort of fog the window and make it look all, like, creepy. She's just like, Chad! Why?
Chad is, like, woken up. Like, Mance was fucking snoozing, and he's, like, jumping out of his bed, like, no shirt on, in his boxer briefs. He's like, the fuck is that? Mance is just screaming, terrified. You killed me! You're gonna fucking die, bro!
Why didn't you help me?
Why didn't you help you?
You pushed me in front of you!
Didn't want to end up like that.
You're a coward.
Yeah.
She starts like banging on the windows to try and get him to run outside.
He's gonna like go into like nine windows. in nearby rooms, and he's gonna be like, guys, there's a fucking dead girl out there, and I fucking killed her, and now she won't leave me alone.
Arlo has one of the drones in there for this. Like, it's, she's kind of like put some magic on it to, actually, let me cast something on it. I believe, could I like edit greater invisibility on it a little bit?
Yeah.
To put it on the drone? Okay. Yeah. So she's going to do that with it.
It's just circling around.
It's just following him as he's going through this.
Man's walk up to our man's justice. He's like, dude, fucking Becky's ghost is outside, and she won't leave me alone. And she looks so gross, man. I don't know what's going on. Tiffany, you're just gonna get a text. Is Becky dead?
He's just gonna be like, don't you know we have a funeral planned? I'm devastated, right?
My girl.
Justice is gonna be like.
And then Tiffany's gonna text Becky and be like, if this fucks this up, I'm gonna be so mad.
She's gonna text that. It's fine. He can, like, comfort you or whatever.
Tiffany replies, oh shit, you right?
Justin's gonna be like, fuck, do you need anything? I can come over. Actually, I can come over now. I don't want to be here for this.
Actually, Tiffany's gonna text Becky. I feel like, is it okay to actually tell Justice, or should I keep this up?
You can tell him, but, like, in person.
Okay.
Get him over to your house first.
Oh, shit, you right. Let me clean my room. So does Justice, like, is he texting me at all, or?
Yeah, he's just like, I can come over right now, if you got class, like, I can come over later, and, like, in person, he's like, chat, dude, whatever you did to piss off Becky, it's not like it. Clearly, she's haunting you for a reason, my guy.
She's like flying around the house, banging on windows.
He's like, can you go deal with that? This is terrifying.
She turns invisible and keeps going like a poltergeist. She like breaks into the house.
Okay, I have an idea. I have an ability called Cult of Personality. Through the fandom warlock tree. It will allow me to harness the unpredictable and dangerous passion of my fandom into a physical manifestation. So it's a swarm of fandom that can take any form I want it to. If it's celestial, fae, or fiend, and I'm gonna make it look like vengeful, like spirits that are flying with Becky. Like, their job is to fly with her and, like, to just cause chaos and noise and, like, screech and moan.
This is gonna be like, dude, you gotta go out there and deal with it. You gotta go out there and I can't. This is, I'm going over to, no, I can't deal with this. Tiffany's probably sad. Her big's dead. You killed her big, bro.
Tiffany is absolutely texting Justice to be like, yeah, I do need some comfort right now. It's a really trying time.
Everybody in like in Dick and Ho is just being like fucking on this live stream, just laughing their asses off.
No, yeah, Arlo's like telling them in one of the other cameras, like, "All right, everyone, we have to pretend that Becky's dead, okay? As whenever he's around, Becky's dead. Got it? Got it. Thank you. We're gonna gaslight the fuck out of him."
Landon's like in the chat, like, "Oh, I've got some things I can do later on too." He's like, "I can keep this going."
Farrah writes, wait, she's dead?
There's like a bunch of hoes in the chat that are just like, R.I.P. Becky, yeah, girl, you didn't know?
R.I.P. Becky.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Gone too soon.
Farrah is IRL crying at this point.
Landon, like, texts Vera individually and, like, explains the whole situation, like, very, like, straightforwardly, just, like, step-by-step what has happened, and is like, Vera.
Vera, no, this is a prank.
It takes her a while, but she finally gets it. She's finally on board.
It's like 40 minutes of Landon and Vera texting back and forth.
Her sleeves are all wet from, like, her tears, like, wiping her with her tears.
Landon will go find Vera and bring, like, a handful of flowers and be like, I know you've just gone through, like, a lot of big feelings. So here are some flowers if you need something to nibble on.
Yeah, she like shoves like a whole flower in her mouth. She's stress eating.
Chet like runs out in his underwear. He's like screaming at the sky. I know I let you die and shit, and I used your body as a shield, but like, but like, you're disrupting my brothers. You can't haunt my fraternity out.
Arlo's gonna use major image to make it look like undead hands are clawing out of the ground in front of, like, all around him.
Vance is freaking out. Shit himself. Pissed himself. Like.
Eventually Becky would like stop and then just like literally follow him throughout the day and like sometimes be invisible and just like whisper in his ear, like just ruin his fucking life all day.
So terrifying.
Arlo and her assistant are following, keeping so the swarm of fandom's done now, like I can only use it once per day, but like she'll be offering assistance when needed.
He, like, drives to the beach to, like, sit in the lake, and Becky's just behind him, and then Becky's just like, never get rid of me.
I will follow you.
To the end of the world.
You cannot run far enough.
I was literally crying, you guys, what the fuck?
Okay, as he's in the lake, Arlo's gonna be like, alright, make sure you get a wide-angle shot of this. And she's gonna, like, use the stealth. Should I roll for the stealth throughout the day? Because, like, it's just a +10 for pass without a trace.
If you want to.
Okay, I'll do that first.
He's pretty distracted, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's a 25.
Yeah, you're Gucci.
I think you're good.
Okay, so she's gonna actually, like, swim out, which is very, for her, as an Earth Genasi.
Oh, no.
But she gets, like, out into the lake. And then she's gonna use a bonus action to cast Tasha's otherworldly guise on herself. And she will choose to look like a creature from the lower planes. This creature specifically will be very Grim Reaper-esque, with bone wings coming out of its back, dark hooded robes, a masked face. It modifies her voice. And she has, like, this massive scythe in her hands. And she raises up out of the lake with the flying speed of the wings. And just glides towards him and Becky.
He's gonna die from a heart attack.
He's crying. He's just like, well, yeah, I guess! I mean,
this man's gonna have therapy.
He already needs therapy.
Arlo in this voice will be like, Becky's got stay. It's time to pass on. And then Death, Arlo, will turn to Chet and, like, bring the tip of, like, the scythe right under his chin and, like, lift his face up. Atone for your misdeeds.
Atone!
Or I will come back for you. And then hand in hand with Becky just flies off into the woods.
That's like texting his mom. He's like, I don't think I want to go to this school anymore.
He drops out. The next semester, you won't see him ever again. He transfers over.
I said he's this minor asshole guy, and you guys said, great, let's terrorize him.
He deserved it.
The moment we get clear of him, the moment Arlo drops the guise and hits the ground just laughing her ass off. Like, she's on the floor crying, laughing. She's like, oh, this is so fucking good. What a bitch.
That's what he gets for thinking that I was dumb. Just possibly a slight overreaction, but, you know, how is he supposed to learn?
Honestly, I think it was an underreaction. I think we could have done more.
That's fair. I kind of really hope that he comes to the party tonight and sees me alive.
Yes!
I wonder if it'll just completely break his brain.
We have the camera on us right now, and, like, Arlo's, like, turning, like, yeah. So tonight, at 7 o'clock, the jig is up. Don't have to worry about pretending that Becky's dead, alright? Like, pretend it never happened.
Just gaslight the shit out of him.
Exactly. He will never know, y'all. Like, please. Subs, I love you. This is all I want. And Arlo's, like, you know, like, mock praying, like, please, this is what I need from you. My incredible, incredible fans. You're the best. And then she'll, like, blow a kiss, and sign off.
Gaslight gatekeep girl boss!
Please do that as she's, like, signing off, Becky. Like, yes!
Bye!
Oh my god. This was the best. I needed this.
This was actually a really great day. This was super fun.
We need to team up more.
We do. We really do. We make a good team.
You're right about that. We should find a new target.
Yes.
Or we could find even new, like, just figure out different ways to move this, you know?
With both of us working on it, I think we could hurt a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited. All right. I have shit to do to get ready for the stream. And then Arla, like, sees this text come up on her phone. And she just, like, almost snarls, but looks really hurt. Fucking.
Are you okay?
She just shows the phone to Becky, and it says, and like, you can see some of the past texts, and Lucille's always just a little bit bitchy, and like, not even like a Becky way, just
like a bitch
asshole way. And then you just see the text, begging your followers now, like, question, or just a question mark. Sorry.
I think probably one. Just one.
Yeah.
Does she not know, like, how much she owes you for everything that you've, you know, allowed her to learn and platform herself? If she didn't have you as the face, she wouldn't have everything else. So, why would you let her disrespect you like that?
So, like, we've kind of had a thing going for a while, but it was always casual. But I kind of wanted more, and it's just, she's been very mean whenever I, like, try to broach it. Not even mean, like, just her. And this is just more of that. I don't know. We work so well, the stream. We work so well for the stream, you know? And it just... No, you're right. You're right. I don't deserve that. I just... It was nice to just have somebody in my corner, you know? And, it just doesn't feel like it anymore. Arlo's, like, she's sitting back down on the ground a bit and, like, hugging her knees a little bit. Like, clearly there's more to, like, I assume Becky has very good, insight.
Oh, yeah.
Arlo's pretty open in this moment. You can tell she's, like... It's more than just the way that Lucille has treated her. From what you know, she and Chad are, like, tight and can always, like, rely on each other, but you really don't hear a lot about Arlo's family or any other people in her life, ever.
So Becky kind of kneels in front of you, and she'll put her hands kind of on, like, on your knees, sort of, like, almost taking your hands. I know everybody thinks that I'm a heartless bitch, and don't get me wrong, I want them to. But... I understand the concept of keeping emotions out of physical relationships. That's sort of my thing. And I know that it's not easy, but communication is the number one thing. And if she's not willing to talk to you about what it is that she wants from your physical and professional relationship, then it's not going to work. There needs to be communication, and there needs to be respect on both sides. And that text message does not show respect. And you're an incredible streamer. You are incredibly intelligent and clever, and honestly, she doesn't give you what you deserve.
Are those, like, sniffling? And, like, yeah. Thanks, Pex.
You need somebody in your corner. You got me, and you got all the hoes.
Sometimes it's hard to remember things like that, but I appreciate it. She might be a great, like, film person, right? But, like, the assistant did just fine.
Exactly.
That she pawned off because she didn't want to do the work. Why do I put up with it?
Feelings?
Yeah.
It took me a very long time to learn how to shut those off.
I don't think I can quite do that, but I'm impressed that you can.
Give you some lessons sometime if you want.
Sure.
Start now?
Sure, yeah.
And leans in and kisses you.
So, like, what am I supposed to do? Because
It's a distraction. She makes you feel bad emotionally. I can make you feel better physically.
Arlo will just kiss back, yeah. I have something I need to text Tori.
Tori's dying in her chair.
Tori is melted on the floor.
Tori is screaming.
Go on mute.
Just like
she's still screaming, crying, or whatever she's doing back there.
It's great, just because like every time I look up, there's just a little bit less of Tori visible.
Oh, she's reemerging. She's
struggling back up into the chair.
God.
But yeah, no, she's fully like kissing back. Like it's wherever Becky wants to take it. I think is how Arlo's feeling.
Hot. Yeah. You fuck around a little bit.
In the woods?
In the woods.
Yeah, sure.
That's a vibe. Where are the performance checks? Wait a minute.
Do we need performance checks, Allison? Oh, performance is charisma, right?
I think so.
Cool. I have a ability thanks to my fandom warlock patron thing. When I make a it's called a larger than life. When I make a charisma ability check, I can roll in a additional d20 after I roll the die and use the better one.
Basically, you get advantage. That's dope.
It's pretty cool.
I hope you don't need it. Arlo needs a win.
That's another nat 20!
Let's go, Arlo!
So that's a 30 total, just by the way, with her performance.
I got a dirty 20.
No fucking way is that your second nat 20 sex performance goal in this episode alone.
At least this one ends a little happier, damn.
Yeah, I'm always consistently.
Arlo's consistently good in bed.
This is how Arlo got into dick.
Yeah, specifically how Arlo got into dick.
Listen, every dick bro fucks, and Arlo fucks hard.
The hardest. Arlo fucks harder than anybody in that fraternity.
And Landon fucks metaphorically.
Yeah.
Landon does. That's why he's her little. They balance.
They both fuck so hard in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, Becky got a dirty 20, so it's a pretty good time in the woods.
Oh my god!
In the woods!
Some bunnies are also gonna need some therapy.
After Arlo's gonna be like, I can't say I've ever in the woods. Ugh.
That's surprising. The woods are pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it's definitely on my list now.
No feelings.
No feelings.
And we also mentioned this happens right after the haunting.
Yeah, honestly. She's all like amped up on
That's why it's so good. Y'all are amped up on all that.
On adrenaline. Yeah. Which is ruining a man's life.
And then, like, okay, celebratory kiss.
You know, when I said ruining a man's life is the way to a good orgasm earlier,
it aged like fine wine.
It was not instructions!
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
Alright. Head back?
Yeah. I gotta go get ready.
You already got head.
Gotta go get what?
I gotta go get ready for the party. I gotta look super awesome so that when he sees that I'm alive, it's, like, extra worse.
Oh, I'll be ready for the reaction.
Can't wait.
I text the assistant that Lucille had helping us to show up for the party.
You're gonna text back, they're gonna be like, I think I have to check with her to see if I'm...
No, you don't. I'll pay you.
Okay!
Get out of here! Fucking demoted.
Arlo's brain chemistry switched.
Just took one kiss.
That was more than one kiss.
It was more than a kiss.
It was more than one kiss. It was also like the right thing to like. I didn't want to let it happen, but it very much felt like the right thing to be told in that moment for her. And it really just affected it the right way. Like, right, Tori?
Yeah, I think so. I also think Lucille's response will be fun for me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Speaking of fucking, Justice runs up to the whole house. Justice is like knocking on the door, like kind of aggressively, because he thinks you're upset.
Tiffany answers. She looks fucking fine.
She looks perfect, actually.
He's gonna be like, are you, hey, hi, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, no, don't worry, it's totally all a prank on Chet.
Cool.
Becky's fine. Becky's alive. She's great. She's actually living her fucking life.
Thank God. Honestly, now knowing that it's a prank, that's hilarious.
I know, right? Like, I love my Becky.
That's funny. I mean, well, I'm here. Do you want to hang out?
Yeah, you want to go upstairs? You can finally see my room.
Yeah, definitely. Let's go.
She just leads him upstairs. Probably, I'm going to say leading by holding his hand. Kind of cute.
So cute. Oh my god. Yeah, and then, you know, you guys, are you going to do anything before the, you know?
Tiffany's definitely going to be like, you know, I really had a great time. I'm sorry for, you know, dipping so quick afterwards while you were, you know, asleep.
You know, I kind of get it. Like, it's Greek week. We got classes to go to. I heard that this pledge was downstairs and randomly lost 3 out of his major senses.
Rome could smell. That's it.
Think about the only thing you could smell is a frat house. That's the only sense you have.
Blank face, just be like, I can't even do serious, but she's like, wow, that really sucks.
Yeah,
I hope he's okay. Like, what even causes that? Like, I have no idea.
You know, I really don't know, but there was only one or two of us that had somebody over that night, and the other one was there when it happened, but yeah, that's weird.
And he just, like, flicks her over his shoulder and says, can't be me.
No.
I'm a healer, you know.
Oh, it couldn't possibly, like.
Like, I'm, you know, in school for healing. I've taken an oath.
Yeah, I really should have, you know, called you in that situation.
Oh my god, yeah.
And maybe not to help him, because, like, you know, he's annoying, so he can deal with it. No, Justice fully knows. Like, he knows it was you. And he's gonna lean in, and he's gonna be like, can I tell you a secret?
Oh my god, yeah, what?
I fully know it was you. And that was cool as fuck.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I honestly don't think I've met anyone as cool as you.
Wow, like, you're really cool, too.
I try.
You try. So how about, you know,
oh, for sure. Roll me that performance check.
Okay, it's not great. It's like a 14.
Oh. You know, it's middle of the day sex.
I mean, middle of the day sex doesn't necessarily have to be bad.
Okay. It's still better. It's still better than Trevor.
It's still better than Trevor. Insanely better than Trevor.
I love that little story from last night.
Trevor's like a -1. Like, he goes into negatives.
Yeah. Trevor somehow has a -10 to sex-based performance rules. Tiffany, what do you do after?
So probably some cuddling. Even after, like, just like a, you know, an okay time. She's probably feeling like middle of the day, like wow, I should really open up to this person for some reason. So, like, while they're cuddling afterwards, just chilling, she's like, you know, you're really cool, and I don't know, I just feel like it can be really real with you.
I mean, yeah, like, we've done a decent amount of talking, but I don't know, talking with you is nice.
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows, like, I have a boyfriend.
I don't really care, but is he a dick?
I mean, yeah, and I don't even know if I've told Becky this, like, and I tell her everything. I really want to break up with him, but I'm scared.
Okay. Yeah, that's really hard to deal with. Is he, like, violent?
He hasn't yet, but, like, he stalks me, low-key.
That's fucking weird, creepy, gross.
So, I don't know. I should probably just tell Becky, like, but, I don't know.
I mean, you know that Becky will kill him.
Yeah.
and she'll make it go away, but wow, healer, not killer.
I mean, if you want, like, as much as I would love to kill him, because no one should ever hurt anyone, or especially not hurt you, if you need someone to, like, be there with you when you do it, I'll be there with you. And I'll be here with you. No matter what happens.
I'd really like it. Thank you.
Of course. He's gonna, like, bop you on your little nose.
She's gonna sneeze.
Sneeze!
No, I'm kidding. That'd be funny as shit, though.
You said it. She sneezes.
She sneezes.
It's one of my sneezes. It's cute.
I'm like, oh, bless you. Do you need a tissue?
No, I'm good. I have a sensitive nose.
Okay. yeah, and then we'll cut from that. Vera, love, what did you do with your
Okay, can I do the thing?
Yes. Yes, you can do the thing. Yes.
Or did I roll again?
What one are you trying to hit? I will say, Cock has had a lot of action today, so you might want...
I'm thinking of dick.
Oh, you're gonna hit the dick house? Okay, yeah. No, yeah. Go ahead. Roll me those rolls and tell me.
Roll some rolls again.
So you need to do a DC 10 sleight of hand check.
10 sleight of hand.
Dex, so you're pretty good at that.
Okay, so that is a 7. And do I add my sleight of hand?
Yes.
So that's 11.
Okay, yeah. You make the sleight of hand check. So then now what you'll do is the DC 15 stealth check to see if anybody catches you.
That's an 18.
Okay. Hell yeah, you get in and out of dick pretty quickly. Describe what's happening.
So, Vera has 5 birds and 7 squirrels that she has with her. Along with, she was just talking about her plans in, like, the woods, and then a little elk walks along and decides, hey, he wants to see a frat house. So she leads all of the animals into the dick house. Also, she felt like maybe they might end up starving if no one really checks on the house for a while. So she also has, like, 2 grocery bags filled with bird food and, like, acorns. She's still in her heels. She's, like, skipping over to the dick house. And then she sneaks them all in along with the elk. She didn't expect an elk in her plan, so she has no food. So, I reckon that the elk kind of rummages through the fridge, maybe gets into the alcohol.
Drunk elk. Alright, now go ahead and roll me that DC 10 performance check.
Performance.
I want you to get really high on this because it's fucking hilarious.
Oh my god, I barely made it with my plus 1. I got 11. Let's go.
Yeah, no, it goes over hilarious. Chad, you probably catch it on your way back from classes at the end of the day.
Chad's gonna walk into this frat house and he's gonna be like, what the fuck? And then he's immediately texting Landon. Landon, there are animals in our house. You need to get here now and get them out now. What the fuck? Did you invite more squirrels over?
Landon will be like, it was not me, but I will be there as soon as possible. And Landon, like, books it over as quickly as he can.
Chad is texting Gunny, like, how the fuck did you let all these animals in this house? Because it's Gunny's job to watch the house.
And he's like, bro, you realize I have classes too, right?
You don't go to class during Greek week.
Landon gets there, and he's like, okay, so what do we have? We have birds, squirrel. Is that an elk?
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck it is?
Landon's like, I really don't know what I can do about the elk, man. I can only talk to animals that are small. And that elk's not small. But Landon's gonna go to the squirrels and the birds and be like, hey, how'd you get in here?
A sorority girl let us in.
He looks, he just, like, out loud just goes, damn it, Vera, and then looks and goes, okay, so you just follow a sorority girl wherever she goes? Is that...
Yeah, kinda.
Okay, fine. I don't think you all can stay. I think you are all gonna have to head out. I can't really talk to the elk over there. Are you able to, like, tell him that, like, he has to leave, too?
Yeah, we can. It's gonna, like, listen, how about I go talk to him? But here's the thing. Is he got into some of these, like, your guys' is like, alcohol?
Oh, no.
So we're not gonna be able to, like, move him. So we can do the talking if you guys can do the pushing.
Landon looks at Chad and is like, Chad?
Yeah?
You might have to carry or push an elk out of the frat house. He got a little drunk.
Chad's just gonna go over and be like, okay. Chad's strong, so it's not like the end of the world, but he's, like, a little upset about it.
Landon's gonna be like, okay, give it a moment so that, like, they can tell him what's going on, because I don't want him to, like, get freaked, you know, if you just start pushing him.
It's like a squirrel, like, chipping in and out.
Chad is just like, what? We have a... Is the party for the beer pong tournament at the Dick House?
Yeah, sure.
Chad's like, we have a fucking party. Oh my god, this is, and the place is disgusting. More disgusting than usual. What the fuck?
Landon's like, don't worry about it, man. They're gonna leave. They're super chill. They're really understanding. As soon as the squirrel finishes explaining the situation to the elk, we're gonna just, like, get them on out and everything's gonna be fine, man. It's okay.
Can my raccoon have been involved with the animal madness?
I feel like your raccoon is well-trained.
He is, but he likes to party.
Yeah, like, where's Hades? Is Hades, like, drunk in the kitchen, too?
With the elk.
Okay. Landon will just pick up Hades and just, like, put him on the counter and just, like, pet him a little bit and be like, all right, I'm gonna get you some water and some salt. You need some electrolytes, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, great.
Is this elk ready?
Yeah. And then Landon's gonna go to the squirrel and be like, okay, Landon's gonna be like, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry you got roped into the middle of this. You know, it's Greek week. We got, like, all these pranks going on back and forth. It's a lot.
Yeah, usually we just follow her, but she, like, told us, like, she, like, left us. I wonder what she's, like, doing.
I don't know. You can go find her if you want. She might want to see you again. You just can't stay here.
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Good luck with you.
Yeah, thanks. So Landon looks at Chad and is like, yeah, whenever you're ready,
Is this, like, a full-grown elk or a baby elk?
I am thinking kind of middle. Like, it's not full-grown, but it's not super baby.
So it's like a young adult. Okay. So it's heavy as fuck is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Chad's gonna try to push at this elk to see if it'll move, and if it won't, Chad will try to pick it up.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a strength check. See how easy this elk is to move.
I got a 17 plus 8. I don't feel like doing the math.
No, you're good. You can get this like, stumbling elk out of that.
Chad's just gonna, like, pick it up and, like, walk it out and, like, lay it in a really nice bush so it can recover. He's gonna be like, no more drinking.
Landon videotapes the whole ordeal and texts it to Arlo and is like, look at this shit.
And that is going to the top tier subscribers.
Chad gets a message. He's like, fucking, what the hell? Chad is also gonna hit, like, the pledge group chat and say, everyone to the house now. We need to clean for the party.
Landon's gonna look and be like, I hate to do this to you, but when you texted, I was actually on my way to get another prank in really quickly. I'm gonna have to leave you to do the cleaning without me. And Landon looks it out the door.
I just texted the pledges. You're good.
Okay.
Chad's gonna pick up a mop and start cleaning the fucking squirrel shit off the floor very angrily.
And then, yeah, we will end with Landon. Bestie, what's going on?
Landon is going to make his way over to the Tit House to play a prank. So he is going to... So Landon is going to stick with things that are tried and true. And he knows that there has now been word about an owlbear that's been around on campus, specifically in near the Greek houses. So he's going to go and he's going to, like, get himself and, like, the bird, like, his pigeons. They're going to, like, hide in a tree that's, like, right next to the house. And he's going to cast Major Image. And he's going to create an illusion of an owlbear, like, that has its face, like, pressed up against the window. of the tit house.
Oh my god, yeah, go ahead.
Alright. So we'll start with this sleight of hand. Alright, that is... What's my sleight of hand? Okay, that's a 21 sleight of hand, so that definitely passes that DC 10. And then stealth is... What is that? A 27.
Oh, yeah. You're chilling.
And let's do that performance check. All right, not as great as the other two, but we'll live with it. That's a 14.
Oh, yeah.
So it still passes that DC 10.
There's girls that, like, were, like, standing up on a stool to, like, pull a sticker off. That fully just, like, falls off her stool. And she's like, high-pitched scream. She falls back.
Landon's just, like, quietly cackling in a tree. And then he has, like, the owlbear kind of, like, go over to a different window and, like, poke its head in there. And it's just, like, going from window to window, pressing its face against the window. And this goes on for, like, 5 minutes before Landon gets bored of it and then just has it walk off. And then he has it, like, walk around behind the tree before he drops the illusion so that they don't see the illusion drop.
Yeah. There's probably, like, a bunch of, like, girls, like, hanging out, like, texting Hannah. Being like, Hannah, there's an owlbear. I don't know what's going on. Should we get, like, a barbed wire fence?
Barbed wire fence?
All the president's group chat is just gonna get... Guys, is there an owlbear in the woods?
Chad will text back and be like, I've heard there's one around here. Isn't that the thing that chased Trevor?
An owlbear definitely chased Trevor. So, watch out.
Ah, fuck. I guess it was, like, in our house today. Or, like, poking its head in the windows. So, look out.
Get chain fences for your window. Obviously the best option.
Maybe you should be more selective of your pledges. Kissy face.
Oh my god, that is just so not in the budget this year.
You should raise your rates, is what Chad's gonna say back.
He's gonna dislike both of those messages. And that's where we'll end today's episode.